The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Find a deep alley stuck in the bathroom near their operating room.
For a party possibly stabbing a TV with a knife.
Morris Avenue for the smell of natural gas in the apartment building. Caller advising that the apartment building smells like natural gas.
We found the source of the smell. It's in apartment number. She's doing fingernails and it's nail polish remover.
The red envoy, the male driver is going to be a Brett Farming impersonator.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
What? A dumbass.
Dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
The entire state, in every small, tiny corner, has got a dumbass. Somewhere. And I'm going to prove it to you in just a few minutes. I'm going to tell you about towns in Wisconsin you may never have heard of. We will start, though, in the city of Delavan.
That I've heard of.
5 days ago, police received several reports of an ATV rider who broke through the ice. His ATV. However, the man was refusing offers of assistance and refusing to get out of the icy water because he was hanging on to his ATV so he, quote, wouldn't lose it.
Well, I...
I got it. I can get it out. No problem.
Sort of understand that. They're expensive.
Just got to put it in low gear. Just kind of guide it out.
That's a man who doesn't necessarily have a full grasp of the situation he's
in. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know
got to prioritize life first, then the ATV. Let's go to the city of Kaukauna. This happened 3 days ago. A person at a laundromat called the police to report that some of the patrons at the laundromat were, quote, not following the rules while doing their laundry.
What's the rules?
Well, the first rule of laundry club.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I grew up in
laundry club.
I grew up in a house where my parents owned a laundromat and dry cleaners. And
were there rules?
Well, yeah, I suppose the rules are that you're not supposed to leave your dry clothes in the dryer. Take them out so someone else can use them. But
how about don't call the cops, though?
Yeah, that should be rule number one, unless you're, you know, witnessing an actual crime.
Correct. 2 days ago, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Parkview Trailer Park, this note posted. Attention, Bellevue Trailer Park residents. Whoever took my snow shovels from lot number 444, you better bring them back. Otherwise, you better come clean my driveway every single time it snows.
That seems fair.
It does seem fair.
Who would steal those?
I don't. What? Yeah.
All right, we have one from the dispatchers in Brown County. This is one sharp broom.
Male party just came in the store bleeding from his nose, stating that his friend hit him in the head with a broom.
Hit him in the head with a broom and he's bleeding. Okay, now, how about one of those towns I told you may not even know about?
Yeah.
The town of Barksdale.
Nope.
Bayfield County, zip code 54806. A man called police to report that restaurants in Ashland, which is right down the road, because I looked at the map, were refusing to deliver to his home a few miles away in Barksdale. On what must have been an extremely slow evening, an officer was dispatched to the man's home to explain what, quote, limited delivery area means.
Wow, really must have been slow. They are at that Barksdale right there is at the top, tippy top of the state of Wisconsin.
How about
any further and you're in the lake.
The next one I'm sure you've heard of, the village of Iola.
No.
No?
Yeah.
It's the homeland of legendary Chief Wapaka.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Zip code 54945. Police, fire, and EMS all respond to a report of a woman who, quote, fell and became tightly wedged under her bed.
Ooh.
I think John McGivern.
There's more to that story.
Yes, thank you.
Sure there is.
The woman was not injured, just stuck, according to reports.
Claustrophobic, maybe?
Oh, way more to that story. And our final crime today from the village of Dallas. Did you know we had a Dallas, Wisconsin?
No.
In Barron County.
The Ewings at it again?
Not JR. He's dead.
Who killed? Never mind.
Who shot?
A caller told police he had been constipated for over 3 hours. And, quote, his attempt to give himself an enema had been unsuccessful. The man told police he did not want to be transported to the hospital, but rather he hoped that they could send somebody over to his home and administer the enema for him.
Hi-ya! Oh, they will. Yeah, you'll get your ambulance or whatever they'll send you with the rookie in there doing it.
Yeah, they send the rookie in for that one. And if you've ever been one of those rookies sent into a call like that, let us know. Email us. We'd like to hear from you. In addition to that, if you find a crime you think fits Dairyland Dumbasses, send it to us. You can actually just click right on it. You can fill it out on our website right there. Send it in to us. We will deputize you. That's our Dairyland Dumbass update.